This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UN Chief Antonio Guterres called on Monday for the safe release of hundreds of Myanmar protesters that he says are barricaded inside apartment complexes in Yangon, where security forces are violently cracking down on political demonstrators. His spokesman, Stephane Dujarric, said the Secretary General calls for maximum restraint and urges the safe release of all without violence or arrests. According to the UN Human Rights Office, police began shooting and making arrests in Yangon around 10 p.m. local time Monday. Myanmar has been in turmoil since a February 1st coup ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and triggered mass protests against the new military junta. The police and military have responded with an increasingly brutal crackdown on demonstrators, with more than 50 people killed and nearly 1,800 arrested. Earlier on Monday, Myanmar's military council says it revoked the licenses of five media companies. This follows reports that an editor covering pro-democracy protests was arrested and that armed men ransacked the offices of one of the news agencies. Myanmar state media reported that among the five media companies are VOA affiliates, Democratic Voice of Burma, Mitsima, and 7day. The Biden administration is granting temporary protected status to Venezuelan migrants living inside the United States. It's also working to coordinate international pressure against President Nicolas Maduro to hold free and fair elections, this according to senior U.S. officials on Monday. The decision, which could aid an estimated 320,000 people, fulfills a promise that President Joe Biden made during the 2020 election campaign. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.